You're tuned in to the Todd Coconato Show, otherwise known as The Remnant, one of the most listened to podcasts in the Christian community. You can visit our website, toddcoconato.com. And now broadcasting live around the world from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, here's the host of the show, Pastor Todd Coconato.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Coconato Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Listen, I haven't slept much lately, not this last week at least. And I want to share some things with you, with this amazing audience, this amazing group of people. Many of us have gotten to know each other, seen you in different cities, shook your hand, gave you a hug. Some of you know, I actually know pretty well. And so I just wanted to share my heart with you today, if I can, because we started, well, you know, we had a church in LA for many, many years. And then we moved out, my wife and I, some of you don't know the story, but we moved out to Tennessee a few years ago, Nashville. We felt God was calling us here. And for 3 years or so, I basically just went around the country preaching and was more of an evangelist, you know, and just, I loved it. It was great. I got to see so many of you. I went to so many conferences and it was just amazing. We were at capitals, state capitals, and taking a stand for freedom and for our nation and for our constitution. And of course, most of all for the word of God. And as a pastor, of course, that's my favorite thing. But I loved it because I got to meet so many of you, and I got to get the, you know, to feel the pulse of what's going on in the zeitgeist of the people, of you, around the country. You know, what you guys are thinking, what you're feeling, your concerns. And I found that there's so many of us that are concerned about the country. There's so many of us that are sick and tired of the open borders, that are sick and tired of the corruption in politics and the people that are running our country that are bought and paid for the most part, you know, throwing money to these foreign wars, you know, halfway around the world, sending, you know, our kids to these wars. I mean, think about how long we were in Afghanistan for. It was ridiculous. And so, you know, I thank you, by the way. We love the troops. We support the troops. If you have served our country or if you're a first responder, we want to thank you for your service. We always honor first responders at our church, and we definitely honor veterans. In fact, I just had a general come up to me the other day after service, and he was just affirming once again, this is what every general that I see does, is they say, what you're talking about is true. We are in danger. We need to take a stand. Thank you for speaking out. So, you know, it's been just an amazing journey, but at the same time, it's really been I've been on a journey. I've been on a personal spiritual journey, because this will change you. When you hear stories all around the country, what people went through during COVID and, you know, just how they were at these jobs for years and all of a sudden, you know, their pension was in jeopardy, or they were being forced to put something in their body that they didn't want to put in there, or, you know, just, I mean, churches that came under attack from the state, you know, state of California. I have a very close pastor friend that actually was jailed for a very short period of time, but he was jailed for having service. It's unbelievable what we've been through the last couple of years, and it's disappointing, and it's alarming. It's shocking. All of the above, friends. And so, you know, a lot of us have just been trying to process all this, you know, like, who do we believe? You know, a lot of these internet prophets have said a lot of stuff that didn't happen. You know, I know a lot of you were listening to some of them. I think all of us at some point, like in the beginning of when everything was going on with Trump in the 2020 election, I mean, there were some voices that were saying some pretty bold stuff, but some of those things didn't happen, by the way. But, you know, the QAnon, I mean, remember the Q, and some people were listening to that. I mean, there's been a lot of voices, a lot of different, you know, possibilities, narratives. And it's just been a huge journey for all of us, for many of us. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. Many of you do. But the bottom line is that as a truth seeker, as somebody who loves the Lord, we've got to stay grounded. We've got to stay rooted. You know, we got to make sure that we're doing what God wants for our life. We can't get caught up in all this stuff. We've got to stay on track. We've got to stay focused. You know what I mean? Make sure your head's right. Your relationship with God is right. You're not off on some tangent that's not real, or, you know, you gotta really be prayed up and really inquiring of God and hearing what the Lord is speaking to you. And of course, most importantly is just have a prayer life and be in the Word of God. as a Christian. I mean, these are the, you know, faith comes from hearing from the Word of God. So you're in the Word, you're in prayer. You know, I often talk about being in your prayer closet, wherever you go to get alone with God, very important. And so, you know, a lot of voices, a lot of people, still a lot of people out there saying a lot of stuff. I hear a lot of people talking about the solar eclipse right now. You know, there's always like a new thing that everybody starts talking about. You know, this is going to, it's marking coming judgment if we don't change our ways. I do agree. I think we need to change. That's why I talk about repentance. The Bible talks about repentance, by the way. And when it says, if my people who are called by my name will what? Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and what? Turn from their wickedness. That's when he saves lands. That's when he heals lands. So God would have to apologize to ancient Israel if, you know, he healed our land right now without us repenting. I believe it's the church that has to repent. I mean, he says, if my people, so it may not be everybody that he's looking for. It may be, you know, the hearts of the leaders in the church and the ecclesia, the body. What if we were all on our faces? And so anyway, this brings me to this last Friday. So we've had this church in Nashville now for, you know, 1 year. We started a church a year ago, and it was a plan. I mean, it was, you know, there was no church there before is what I'm saying. It was brand new. And it was something God put on my wife and I's heart because, honestly, we were looking for other churches in the area. We did find one that was amazing, the pastor we still love very much. But we did feel a call to start a church here after being here for several years. And that wasn't the initial plan. Like, we didn't know if we were or we weren't. We were happy going around the country and being evangelists. We didn't need to start, you know, pastoring again. But God wanted us to. But the vision is a little bit different than a regular church. We have something called a revival center. And the revival center, the vision, which at some point I think is going to happen, we're going to have different classes and workshops and things like that throughout the week. And so we're in this very exciting stage right now because this is all starting to come together. But we had to go to this next stage. And so we moved from a very, you know, pretty small space that could only fit a little over 100 people to now being in a place that could fit up to 500. So much, much bigger. And I talked about this on Firepower, if you listened to it this last week with Mario Murillo. So, you know, we've been there for 2 weeks. Last week was the second week. The grand opening was amazing in the new location. Many, many people came. It's in Nashville, in a suburb called Hendersonville. It's about 25 minutes north of Nashville or so. So I was super excited. This is going great. You know, we're in this amazing space now. We have real opportunity to grow. There's some awesome people that have come together. Wow, this is awesome. God, you're moving. This is so powerful. And so then the second week comes. And all of a sudden, it hit me, guys. And this is where I want to share this with you today because this I really think this is going to be just an awe-inspiring show for many that listen and get the heart of God. And I'm being vulnerable and sharing my heart today because I think that in doing so, I believe it's going to help many people that are listening because I just think we can't do the same thing. Doing the same thing over and over again literally is the definition of insanity and expecting a different result. We can't. It's going to be the same result. You know, you're doing the same thing over and over again. American church, same thing over and over. Many of you know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's like cookie cutter. There's a mega church in every city. You go in there. There's the worship for, what, 25 minutes or so. Then you got the announcements and the videos. There's no room for the Spirit to really move because everybody just, you know, it's cookie cutter, you know, and then you get in the sermon. The sermon is good. It's inspirational. You leave feeling inspired, but did you really go much deeper? Now, some of you go to some remnant churches and you're saying, well, my church isn't like that. Well, praise God. And this audience would definitely be folks that would seek a remnant church. But many of you say, I can't find a remnant church. I'd like a church that's a remnant church, but all I can find is these churches that you're talking about. And that's because it's so pervasive now in our culture that this has become the new norm. This is what's happening. This is the American church and the Western church. And so a lot of churches are dead. And so it takes me back to my story. Now, I want to read in the second and third segment my post, but we get to this week two of the service, and I think to myself, we are now, like, people are looking at us like, okay, you got to do this, you got to do that. There's an expectation because they've been in all these, even if they're remnant people. Even the remnant people, there's an expectation like, okay, now you're in this awesome space. It looks like it could be a mini mega church. You know, you have the screens and you have all the different, you know, the elements. you know, it looks good aesthetically, and it can fit a lot of people, and there's branding and blah, blah, blah. So now, you know, you're faced with this decision. Where are we going to go from here? Now that God has brought us into a space, we have room to grow. Are we going to be like the other churches, or what are we going to do with this? And so this is where I want to go in the next segment. I want you to hear my journey, because it was probably the hardest service I ever preached personally. I was going through, I can't even explain it. I'll try to explain it, what I was going through in my head. And this isn't my first rodeo, guys. I mean, I've been in the ministry for many years. But I'm telling you, my heart was stirred. And I want you to hear this, because I think it's going to really resonate with a lot of you. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Coconato Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Coconato Show. Pastor Todd here. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. You know, we have an app. It's Todd Coconato Ministries in the App Store. It's a little red R, Todd Coconato, C-O-C-O-N-A-T-O Ministries. Please download it so we can get you uncensored content. In today's world, that's like a crazy thing. You know, Facebook censors, Instagram censors, YouTube censors. So we needed to develop something where we could come together and not be censored. And I know Rumble's good. We do post on Rumble and a few of these other free speech platforms like Twitter. Twitter seems to be kind of free now. But the deal is that we don't know what's ahead. And so we have to be thinking ahead. And one of our visions here at the Remnant is that, and by the way, we're not that weird Remnant that HBO did that special on. That's a cult. We're not those people. But I'm not changing the name Remnant just because they had the name Remnant. No, we're not doing that. I've had this name for a long, long time, and we're not going to change the name of the ministry just because they try to steal it. I think it's some weird people trying to steal. You know, the enemy's always trying to usurp and steal and destroy. So we're not going to back down on that. So our church is called the Remnant Revival Church. It's in Nashville, Tennessee. But we do broadcast online, do a lot of media. I do 2 radio shows a week, and then we do the Todd Coconato TV show, and then we do Firepower with Mario Murillo. And then I do the Sunday broadcast. So we're pretty busy, which, by the way, that's why my voice is hoarse sometimes. And I've had this. Have you had this cold that like never goes away? I don't know if it's allergies or what it is. It's like it never goes away. I'm praying, Lord, please take this burden from me. Please take, because I need a voice that's like healthy, you know. And so take the burden from me, Lord. He's going to do it. He's going to heal me. But I've been having this cold now for months. Seriously, at least 2 months. I don't know if anybody else out there has been dealing with this, but anyways, let's get back to the show. Today, I'm calling this coming to the end of ourself, coming to the end of ourself. And let me read this post and then I'll kind of explain. So this is me last Friday night. We have our services on Friday night, 6:00. This was me. I said, last night, I felt like God called me to put everything on the line. It was the heaviest and riskiest service I've ever preached. I felt totally vulnerable. Week 2 of the new location and what he's doing here at the Remnant Revival Church, and I felt the weight of the world and what he's calling us to do in the city and nation like never before in many years of ministry. It was a defining moment for me personally. This last week was unlike anything I've experienced. He asked me if I was willing to give up everything of myself, risk my reputation, and speak what he wanted me to say. And I did it because I fear him, and I love him, by the way. I didn't sleep last night. That was that night, and I still haven't slept much. I prayed. I still feel the weight. I still do feel the weight. The truth is, we don't need another church here in this city. There are churches on every corner. There are as many churches as coffee shops. We don't need yet another place where we have exactly 25 minutes of worship, 5 minutes of announcements, and another polished motivational presentation followed by a few minutes at the end and then released to get home in time for football. No, we don't need another church that operates like a corporation. We don't need another church growth seminar or desire for relevancy in a culture that's on a downward spiral that's literally going off the moral cliff. Friends, the Lord has brought me to the end of myself. I don't care about popularity. If I fall into the repetitive cycle of American churchianity, I might as well pack up and go home because I will have no impact. He didn't save me from being stabbed in the heart to be a carbon copy of every other preacher who's trying to be popular. And by the way, I know not every preacher is doing that, but many are. Many are. And you know that, and I know that. So let me explain. I never dreamed of being a preacher. It wasn't something I wanted it to be. It's a calling. I couldn't run from it. It's like Jonah. I'd get swallowed by a whale. You know, it's a calling, and it's cost me everything. Does anybody else have a calling that's cost you everything? You know what I'm talking about then. It's crushed me. It's crushed my flesh through the trials and tests that were not pretty. My story in getting to where I am today is not pretty. Does somebody relate to that? Does somebody know what I'm talking about? Not pretty. Things that I wouldn't even want to talk about publicly because, you know, there's just so much. My family, my parents fighting when I was a kid. I could just go on and on about just things. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Many of you know what I'm saying. Things that we don't tell other people about our childhood, about family, about things that have happened in our life. So, you know, I was a Hollywood actor. That was my story. And the Lord snatched me out of that. Thank God. I was in corporate America. I was bivocational when I first started the church with my family. But, you know, I mean, when I was younger, I was a child actor. So many of you understand, as you've been brought through, listen to this, you've been brought through a series of events that led you to where you are today. These steps were ordered by God. God allowed you to go through and experience the things that you did so that you could know and understand the pain of others who will minister, you know, who you're going to minister to. Nothing you have been through will be wasted so long as you answer the call of God on your life as well. He will turn around that thing that was meant to take you down, and he will use it for his glory. Now listen to this. America has one hope. That's it. One. It's Jesus Christ. We're teetering on the edge of destruction as a nation. Our economy has major cracks in the ceiling. Our dollar is in jeopardy of losing its reserve currency status. Our children are being taught lies, propaganda, and deception. Our families are under attack. Biblical Christianity is under attack. Our borders are open. Our leaders are corrupt. And we are in major trouble as a nation. How could I, as a pastor, sit here and build yet another building that seeks to entertain and tickle ears while the Titanic is sinking? Shall I just play the violin? No, I shall not. God is raising up a standard. This is an hour where God's remnant army must rise up and speak boldly. This is an hour where we must go and get people saved, set free, healed, and delivered. It's a time to be radical about our faith. We must have the fire of God and be more on fire for him than ever before in our life. I mean, it's now. We've got to be serious about our walk and our calling. We can't play church. We can't fall into the apathy of the last 30 plus years. This is an urgent hour. If the church doesn't act now, we're finished as a nation. You hear me? Finished. It's now or never. If we knew what was planned for us, we would all be on our knees right now. I'm going to say that again. If we knew what was planned for us, we would all be on our knees right now. But thank God there's a praying remnant. I'm going to talk about this praying remnant a little bit more. I believe that's you. I believe that's us that are willing to stand for righteousness, that are not going to back down. They're not going to cave. They're not going to capitulate. They're not going to grow weary in doing good. We're going to be the change, friends. We've got to. Even if it's the 3% of America, 3% can save this country. 3%. We don't have to do something crazy, but we got to do something. We got to do it now. Hey, listen, I'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is the Todd Coconato Show. PastorTodd.org is the website. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Coconato Show. Pastor Todd here, and I'm sharing my heart with you today. We've got to come to the end of ourself. I know I've talked about this before, but I've never shared like this. This is actually doing what I'm saying. Coming to the end of myself. This is what it looks like. So here's the deal. Okay, here's the deal. There's a praying remnant. And because there's a remnant, it means that God is not done moving. It's not too late. We are still here. Right now, you hear my voice. I don't have some SS secret police over my shoulder at this very second. I may have people spying on me, listening to my phone calls. That's true. I may have people looking at my data. And communism may be right here at our doorstep. It literally could be right here, right now. But guess what? I'm still in the air, aren't I? You're still doing what you're doing, aren't you? God is not done moving. It's not too late. We're still here. God, in his infinite mercy, has given us one last chance. Hey, did you remember when your parents would say, like, you have one more chance? One more chance to get this right. One more. Listen, I'm telling you, there have been a few moments in my life when I knew it was my last chance. There have been a few moments in my life, in jobs that I've had, where I knew it was a make it or break it moment. Have you ever been in that make it or break it moment? That is where we are right now. We have to understand where we're at. And that's why preachers, listen, I love you. I know how hard it is to be a minister. I'm one of you. But if you're not talking about these things and getting your people involved and activated, you're doing a major disservice, because it's evil not to talk about evil. And listen, here's the deal, is that when you don't say something, you may think you're going to be safer, but in reality, you're letting everybody go down with you. So all of us. So sometimes you got to, like Esther, you got to go out there and put everything on the line, because otherwise your people are going to die. And that's where we're at right now. You understand what I'm saying? Look, if we don't say something, our people are going to die. Can I say it any more bluntly? So God, in his infinite mercy, has given us one last chance. He's raising up reformers. If this message is resonating with you, you are a reformer. What do I do, Pastor Todd? I'm going to get to that. He's putting a message in your heart. For those that are willing to say, send me, I'll go. He is anointing them and empowering them by his Holy Spirit. It's no mistake that we're alive in this critical moment of time. This is the church's greatest hour. The reformers are going to be the folks that get everybody else where they need to be. The reformers are going to be the ones with the message that is anointed by God. You know how many times people come up to me and they say, how did you get that word? Or how did, you know, I felt an anointing. Listen, friends, on my best day of preaching, I cannot make you feel a darn thing. I'm a flawed individual, just like you. I'm no better than anybody on this program right here. Well, when there's an anointing, when you hear that, let me explain where this comes from. It comes from hardship, pain, suffering, and me getting on my knees. Last night in the midnight hour, I was on my face before the Lord. I don't say that to brag. I say it because if I didn't do it, I wouldn't even be able to do what I do. That's where it comes from. And when you hear other anointed messages, that's where it comes from. And you have an anointed message. If you haven't spoken yet, maybe it's time. Weariness is not an option. Sitting on the sideline is not an option. Send me, I'll go. He's anointing the reformers. He's anointing the reformers, and he's empowering them by his Holy Spirit. It is no mistake that we're alive in this critical moment in time. This is the church's greatest hour. I'll say it again. So here's the deal. Don't worry about how many people follow you. Don't worry, listen to me, about how many people follow you. Let's stop counting. Stop counting. If you're a pastor and you're having a meeting, don't worry if five people are showing up. You know what? That's five more people than a lot of people can get. Because a lot of people ain't going to get anybody to come. But you speak under the anointing of God, and you keep speaking what God put on your heart, and you watch what the Lord does. I don't know what he's going to do at this church. I'm telling you right now, but I knew that I had to come to the end of myself and I put everything on the line, and I couldn't sit here and try to be like one of these cookie cutter. No, I just couldn't do it. I might as well pack up and go home if that's what's going to happen. Because there's a whole Christian industry, friends. Let me tell you something. A whole Christian industry that tries to pull you in. And when they see you have a certain amount of followers and you've passed a little criteria that they have, a little threshold that they have, all of a sudden all the little stuffy business people come with their suits and they start reaching out to you and emailing you, hey, Coconato, you want to do something? All of a sudden they know your name. Before they didn't know you. All of a sudden they know. All of a sudden they're your best friend. Who are you? I only want to partner with the remnant people. I'm not trying to get pulled into that whole scene, because then I'll be just like everybody else. I don't want that. I didn't get stabbed in my heart to sit here and try to be cool in the Christian world. Sorry, no. Hallelujah. God is stirring the prodigals right now. He's pulling the drug addicts out of a death spiral. He's calling the misfits out of bondage. He's putting a fire in the hearts of people who have had an imperfect life. Have you had an imperfect life? Well, I have. And I know many of you have too. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But you know what? I'm a good repenter and I love God. He's putting a fire in people's hearts. He's raising up a new generation of preachers. They've been raised up through the school of hard knocks and have had an encounter with the living God. Listen, you have the mental fortitude to do what it takes. Will we welcome these people? Are you welcomed into the family of God? Maybe you got some tattoos. Hey, I got some tattoos. Maybe you got some piercings. Maybe you got pink hair. Whatever. Look, I don't know. There's something different about you. You're a prodigal. You're a misfit. Something that you did back in the day. I don't know. All I know is that you don't fit in that stuffy version of pharisaical Christianity. But you know that you've had an encounter with God. You know, hey, look, something in my life, I'm telling you right now, I know God is real. I know we're in a death spiral as a country, and I know we better do something. And these are the people, you are the people that God is raising up. That you listen, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises up a standard. You are that standard. Get ready for another Jesus revolution. But we have to get out of the way of our church habits and our Christianese conversations and our churchianity and get back to the Word of God. We can't conform. We must live a transformed life. God is raising up bold preachers, end time warriors, and those who will lay it all down for him. He's anointing those who will simply say yes. We want him to say, well done, good and faithful servant. We want him to be pleased by what we're doing. We want to make a real difference in this country. Otherwise, we might as well pack up and go home. We have to come to the end of ourselves, friend. Have you come to this point yet? America's only hope is a great move of God. Listen, I love Donald Trump. I'm going to vote for him again, but he's not our hope. Yeah, I said it. The man needs us. He needs the church. He needs us to start interceding. They're trying to take away his whole thing right now, everything. I mean, this guy's under more persecution than just about anybody out there in the world. I don't say that lightly. But the guy's had to go through some pretty crazy stuff. Now, obviously, he's not in a communist country. I'm sure there's some brethren that are in worse situations. I'm not saying that, but you know what? It's a big deal what he's going through. I've seen a little bit of it, and I could tell you his family's been traumatized. His wife's been traumatized. But again, he's not God. He's not going to fix it. We need a church that is going to rise up and understand the urgency of the hour. And for that reason, I could not sit in this brand, you know, this awesome building that we, you know, are in now and sit here and say, okay, let's try to be like these other churches now. I just can't do it. We've got to have altar services. We've got to be affecting the community, the city, the nation. We've got to speak to political matters and every matter. This crazy demonic thing that they're trying to do with our children. I mean, we've got to have warriors being raised up in this place. This is a war. We're in a war. They've declared war on us. And a lot of the church is sitting there twiddling their thumbs. No, I can't do it. I don't care about the whole Christianese, churchianity nonsense. There is a lot of stuffy folks, friends, that are out there that claim to be Christians that don't care about anything we're talking about right now. I'm telling you right now, you will go and talk to them, and I know you have people in your life like that. You will go and talk to them, and they will act like nothing has changed since the 80s. It's the same old thing, and they're in the same pattern. And we look at them, and we're like, I don't get how you don't see it. And they look at us like, oh, there's some conspiracy online person that's looking at videos. They don't understand. They don't understand. So, are we willing? Are we willing to do what the Bible says? The time is now. There's no more playing around. This is it. I say yes, send me. I'll go. Well, who is with me? Are you with me? Are you a reformer? And I ended the post by saying, this next week we're going to meet at 6 p.m. on Resurrection Day, and we are going to do that. We're not meeting Friday, just for this week only. We're meeting on Sunday at 6 p.m. And so we're going to stream the broadcast on Friday like we usually do on Sunday, and we're going to be in person on Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Remnant Revival Church. And so I just said thank you to everybody who's prayed. We love and appreciate you. Now, I want to talk about this for a few minutes because I couldn't sleep after the post. I couldn't sleep after the service. I'm just being real. I was ready to, like, quit the ministry. I just felt sick. I felt sick to my stomach. And I said, I'm so tired of the conformity in the church and how everybody thinks, okay, now we got the big space here. We got to do this. We got to have this. We got to, you know, blah, 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 blah. No. We need to be on our faces crying out for our country. Like, I don't understand. People don't realize where we're at. See, I talked to the general after church. The general got it. He was like, we're in like a major, major problem right now. Like, it's DEFCON 5. I mean, you didn't say that, but, you know, he's like, we're in, anything could happen at any moment. In other words, what you're saying is absolutely true. This is a man that knows. And he's not the first general I spoke to, by the way. We got folks coming from the Air Force bases and from the military bases around here, from the Army bases. They come because they know there's a pastor that's speaking truth. And again, I'm not patting myself on the back. The reason why they're doing that is because they're like, where are the other people? And I know, listen, you listen to this broadcast, you're probably one of them. You're one of us. You're part of the tribe. And there's some pastors on here, and there's some churches. You go to churches where your pastor is doing it. Thank you, Jesus, for those people. Those are my tribe. Those are your tribe. Those are our tribe. But it just still blows my mind how many folks don't get it. And so in the next segment, I'm going to go through some of the things that we're doing. Hopefully it'll inspire you. Some of the things that we're doing to push back, to have a community, to make a difference. I'm doing everything that I can, you know, think of. But some of you have different ideas. Some of you have different gifts. Some of you have different talents. We got to use those gifts. We can't bury them. And let's bring them all to the table and help each other. Let's build an underground railroad for the remnant. Let's push back. Let's occupy until the Lord comes. Let's get people saved and set free and healed and delivered. Let's get those misfits and prodigals we're talking about to start preaching the gospel of Jesus. Hallelujah. Who's with me? Are you fired up? All right, we'll be right back. Pastor Todd Coconato, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Coconato Show. Pastor Todd Coconato here. PastorTodd.org is the website. You can also download our brand new app, which is a way around the censorship. If you're listening on Real Talk Radio, thank God they don't have censorship. That's an amazing channel. So thank you for tuning in, Real Talk Radio. They're my friends. I love them. And I'm so thankful that they put this broadcast on the platform. We need more Real Talk Radios in the world, right? You can also go to the App Store, like I said, any App Store, and download the Todd Coconato app. And we're just so thankful that you're here. And, of course, we stream online on our social media. You may be watching this on Rumble. You may be watching it on YouTube. You may be watching it on Facebook, on the app. I mean, there's all different places where we stream, Podbean and all the different podcast platforms, which, by the way, we are on the Charisma Podcast Network as well. And so if you're listening on the Charisma Podcast Network, let us know. Okay, so I want to get into the what we're doing. So this all kind of fits together here. You know, I shared my heart today. And thank you for letting me share. And I know many of you are tracking, and it's like, okay, we come to the end of ourselves. Well, here we are. What do we do? So we've tried to figure out some things. And so we have this thing called the Remnant Core Group. And if you go on Facebook, you can actually search the groups, and you search under Remnant Core Group. And, you know, there's a couple hundred of us on there. And we just do life together. We pray for each other. We put up posts and things that are on our heart. But what we're developing, though, is, of course, to get off of Facebook because we need to. But the problem has been, I'm just going to be honest with you, we have like 200 and something thousand followers on our big on our page, you know, the Todd Coconato page. And a lot of those people don't want to go over to the free speech platforms or the app. You know, we have several thousand people on the app. Praise God. Thank you for those that have come over. But out of 200 and something thousand, 2,000, it's like, what is it, like 1% or something like that? Not a lot. So, you know, I guess it's, what is it? Like, yeah, 1%, right? I think. So math was never my subject. So if you're a math teacher out there and I got that wrong, don't be mad at me. But let me just say this, okay? It's always been hard to get the folks off of, because it's like people have what I call the normalcy bias. And so even though you may know some things are going on, you think, well, you know, it's probably not, nothing's going to really probably happen. Maybe something will, I don't know. No, something is going to happen. Like I've been warning. Many prophets have been warning. That's what prophets do. They warn, by the way. Things are coming. Things are coming down the pike. And so just like in Nazi Germany, a lot of people didn't think it was going to happen until it came to them. And it's coming. Like we're in a communist revolution. Have you heard a pastor tell you that? We are in a communist revolution. There are a few pastors that'll tell you. I know my friend Rodney talks about this, Pastor Rodney. But, you know, not a lot of people do. But we are in a communist revolution right now, and it is a soft revolution. It is not a fighting with guns revolution, at least at this point, but there is actually a war that's going on globally as well between the superpowers and the dollar and the BRICS. And, you know, there's monetary wars and there's actual wars and there's proxy wars and there's all this stuff going on. And so, you know, we kind of sit here in America still pretty comfortable. And not understanding. So what we've tried to do is I've tried to put together an underground railroad for the remnant. I know that sounds extreme. I mean, who's the remnant, you'll say? The remnant are you. Those that hunger and thirst for God. Those that have a heart for the Lord. Those that have an urgency. The watchmen that are out there that you understand things are going on, like I'm talking about. And so this woman, she gets mad on the Remnant Core group the other day. And she says, you know, she wasn't mad. She wasn't like angry. But she's like, I don't like apps. You know, I really don't know why we're participating in this. And so I wanted to share my heart. And so this is what we're doing as a ministry. I laid it all out. I said, in Christ's love, I just want to share my heart about why we created the app. Please know this post is out of Christ's love, again, and not from any place other than his love and us to share our heart on this matter. Because I have to be very clear because people think I'm being mean and I don't want to be mean. I actually care about people. I care about their thoughts. There needs to be a place where we can conversate and share our heart. I said, Facebook is an app. If you're using Facebook, it means you're using an app. And these types of apps were originally designed and developed by the Intel community and DARPA. Do you know that? Look up a term called LifeLog. Just look it up, LifeLog, okay? And these types of programs were designed to be able to collect data and see who everyone is, who we're connected to, what our worldview is, you know, what we subscribe to, who we follow, what political views we have, what religion we're a part of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we voluntarily give this data to them by using the app, to corporations, and by default to the Intel community. And so we are tracked, we're monitored. We are the product. Many people don't understand how Facebook makes its money. It makes its money by selling your data, and it's selling you. They sell your data. So that's how the company makes the money. Of course, that and advertising ads are developed to reach certain audiences based on algorithms. And algorithms, by the way, are AI. And so through our data, they can see our behavioral patterns and segment us all into silos and lookalike audiences. The entire time you have used Facebook and other social media platforms, your data has been sold. That's what you must allow in order to be on these platforms. It's all in the terms and conditions. And there are some ways that you can restrict some of this information, but even if you do that, they still sell data. So today I witnessed, when this is when this lady said this, I witnessed how people don't really know things about this. And I'm not mad. I just think you should know this, that people who own these platforms other than Truth Social and Rumble and, you know, 90, some of the radio stations like this one, was it 93.3 Real FM? You know, they're free speech platforms. Thank you, Jesus. They don't hate Christians, but Facebook doesn't like Christians. They hate what we stand for. They don't want us to speak freely. So I've been speaking out for many years now, and there is a high cost for doing so. They've come after me many different ways over the years. My account at one point had millions of people that we were reaching, and Facebook changed that by censoring me and not allowing me to reach as many people by lowering my distribution because they didn't like what I was speaking about. They didn't like my podcast. They didn't like my articles. They didn't, you know, like the truth that was coming out of my mouth and in my posts. And so we've developed a bunch of different things. We post on Facebook, yes. We developed the website, PastorTodd.org. This is a way on the web where it's easy to find what we post. And it's our central hub, PastorTodd.org. We also have a blogging site, Remnant.News. We have a weekly newsletter. And if you subscribe to the weekly newsletter, you'll get all the information and the things that we're doing. And all you need to do is give me your email. You could do that at PastorTodd.org. I'll subscribe you if you don't know how to do it. Or you can go on PastorTodd.org and it says, you know, sign up for the newsletter. We also developed an app. And we did this so that it would be an easier way to connect, an easier way to view all of our broadcasts. And we can put anything up on there with zero censorship. Zero. And it's our own platform and nothing on it can be censored. And we do not collect data, by the way. We realize that not everyone likes the app. But, you know, since Facebook itself is also an app, I think many of you can probably download it. It's actually easier than a lot of people think. But, you know, even TVs can have it. You can get an Amazon stick or a Roku stick, or you can have a smart TV and actually put the app on your TV. It's amazing. And then we believe in meeting in person. We were the ones that stayed open in our California church during COVID. We fought for thousands of Americans and pastors that did come under persecution at that time. The Bible says, do not forsake the assembling together of the brethren. We championed that and got many people very angry with us at that time. And we saw tremendous growth in the radio show and the podcast. Everything blew up at that time because we stood. And we meet in person every week in Hendersonville, Tennessee at 6 p.m. on Friday. This particular week, we're actually meeting on Sunday. If you're listening on the week of Resurrection Day, it's the only week, Resurrection Day, which is Easter 2024. That's the only day we're meeting on Sunday, the only day probably we will in a very long time. So every other week, we meet Friday night in Hendersonville at 6 p.m. And we're also coming around the country. We're doing a 20-city tour in 3 years, and we're going to touch every part of the country, and we want to meet you in person. There are several other RRCs, that's Remnant Revival Centers, around the country. Now there's one in Oklahoma, there's one in Westminster, Maryland, and there's going to be more. So stay tuned, and if you want to get in contact with any of those people, please reach out to me at PastorTodd.org. We got the RRC in Nashville. It's going to have something going on every single night, sometime very soon. That's the vision. And we do all these broadcasts on media, which, of course, you're listening to right now. I do Firepower with Mario Murillo. I'm on Jack Hibbs Network, the Real Life Network. We do a monthly Zoom call. And we're doing all this so that we can have a point of contact with you if you want a community of like-minded people. And we're doing it because, again, we don't want to be the norm. We want to be the change. And it's a lot of work. There's a lot of warfare. Again, I don't want to pat on the back for any of these things. But another thing that I do is I talk to, you know, I advise politicians, call me. I got people all over the country, you know, doing different things. I'm on different boards and I'm involved in other things that people are doing, other patriots. And, you know, we go on conferences. We're speaking at the Courage Tour in Arizona in just a few weeks with Nats Walnow and Mario Murillo, my dear friend. So there's going to be so many things that we can do in this next couple months to take a stand for righteousness. The bottom line is to do something. So I hope this broadcast made sense to you. I hope you got something out of it. I appreciate you more than you know. Because if you stood through this whole broadcast, that means you are definitely a remnant warrior. And we need to stand together because the hour is late, but wherever there's a remnant, it means God is not done moving. God bless you. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into today's broadcast. We so appreciate you. The Todd Coconato Show is fully listener supported. And we are thankful that we're out there making a difference, we believe, for the kingdom of God. This year, we have several thousand people that have given their heart to the Lord due to these media broadcasts. And we feel, it's just a great outreach. So thank you for those that have a heart for the kingdom to get the truth out in this very late hour. We've got to do it. We are going to keep standing, and we appreciate our partners for standing with us. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. We'll talk to you soon.